Hey guys, it's Tuesday. We are in this huge book of 2 John now. It's only 13 verses long, one chapter, 13 verses long. I'm just going to read it to you today. But before that, I just want you to remember that the author of this would be the same author as 1 John and 3 John, which was John the disciple. He addresses this is kind of interesting, to the chosen lady and her children. Now, that may seem odd, especially if this is written to just a woman or a woman who maybe led a house church or something. But some scholars think that this could also mean a sister church. Now, he presumably wrote this from Ephesus. We're not sure about that, but it could be a sister church in a nearby town that he writes this to. But let's read this chapter together. To the chosen lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all who know the truth, because of the truth which lives in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and love. It has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. Now, this may be talking about the church members, right, of the sister church, and excited to see those people walking in God's truth. And now, dear lady, I am not writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning. I ask that we love one another. Isn't it interesting that the one that Jesus loves is John, is the man who beats this drum of love over and over again in each of the books that he writes. And he says, and this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love. Many deceivers, he goes into false teaching here, who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh, have gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Now, this is not referring to the Antichrist that Revelation talks about. Watch out that you do not lose what you have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have a God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take him into your house or welcome him. Anyone who welcomes him shares in his wicked work. That's kind of a cautious way to say, be careful, don't even hang out with people with false theology. Doesn't want him to fall into this. He says, I have much to write you, but I do not want to use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to visit you and talk with you face to face so that our joy may be complete. The children of your chosen sister send their greetings. And that is 2 John.